It's Rutherford County Prep Basketball on News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Three for the tie. Oh, my! In the corner. Yes! They're tied!
It's the Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, I've worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Since opening our law office in Murfreesboro, on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital, we've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Let's join Brian Barrett and John Dinkins.
Aaron Brown starts.
Good evening, everyone, from Joe Frank Patch Memorial Gymnasium in neighboring Manchester, Coffee County tonight, hosting the Lady Blaze of Blackman High School. District, make that region for AAA tournament action here tonight. We've got seven AAA teams playing here in Region 4 AAA, and of course, Eagleville Girls on the road in the Hendersonville area at Merrill High tonight. It's a big night for our local teams and girls, all girls tonight. If you win, you move on. If not, you're washing jerseys and reflecting on a great season. But if you have aspirations of making it to the Glass House, you got to get through this one. And tonight, the road goes through Coffee County for the Blackman Lady Blaze, taking on the number one seed, the number one team in the district in the regular season in the Lady Red Raiders, and, of course, the tournament champions as well. We'll talk about that with John coming up here in just a moment. And we'll, of course, run down all of the games going on tonight on your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup as we continue with the Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. Let's take 2 minutes here, and when we come back, we will have more for you from Coffee County High School in Manchester, Tennessee. It's Blackman and Coffee County here on WGNSradio.com tonight.
For more than a century, the name Balfour has been synonymous with the traditions of truly memorable academic experiences. Class rings, yearbooks, letter jackets, and more. I'm Josh Houston, and today, Balfour, Tennessee is proud to bring these treasured products to students attending over 120 high schools and hundreds of elementary and middle schools in the Middle Tennessee area. We are proud to raise our family and run our business in Murfreesboro and are proud supporters of our local teams. Come see us at 1829 Memorial Boulevard. Balfour, Tennessee, online at balfourtn.com.
Sold by MK, powered by EXP Realty.
Let's say that you're coming to me and you'd like to make a purchase and we get you pre-approved. However, to put 3% down on that, as well as cover your own closing cost, might be a bit much with what you have on hand. So we have lenders at this time who are offering loan closing cost assistance, as well as down payment assistance, and you could get up to $15,000 in grants to cover those items for you. So why wait? Give me a call today.
Mary Catherine Hughes, sold by MK, powered by EXP Realty.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, Brew 21, and Hot Topic. And grab a bite at Buffalo Wild Wings, Sam's Sports Grill, Olive Garden, Miller's Ale House. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something that you love at Stones River Town Center. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for style tips, upcoming events, and sales information. Stones River Town Center, shopping centered on you. Online at shopstonesriver.com.
State Farm. The Primetime Sports Countdown to Tip-Off.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We've helped hundreds of people get the legal help they've needed when they've needed it the most. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com or call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Welcome back to Coffee County High School. Blackman and Coffee County coming up on the radio. And it's time for that Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Rick's Barbecue with quality, fresh, never frozen meats, where they smoke their meats the old-fashioned way. That's right. They've got their own specially designed barbecue pits, and only Hickory Smoked. They've got the best ribs in town. Barbecue, yes. Smoked chicken, yes. And baked potatoes that will, let's see, what did someone say the other day? Make you want to slap your mama? I don't advise you doing that, though.
No.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive. They're, of course, that's right off South Church Street. Online at ricksbbq.com. John Dinkins here with us. And, John, we had a pleasant trip on the rural route.
Went right up 41, just leisurely drive with my good friend.
Yeah. That's not what you were saying on the drive.
No. Stopped at J&G Pizza and had a steak and pizza.
Yeah.
I had a steak. Or sort of.
You had a
pork chop.
You had a pork steak.
Yeah, pork chops. And you had the hamburger steak. And
yeah.
Salad bar.
Oh, it was good. Really good.
Really good. So I'm ready to go.
Hopefully we've got some really good basketball here. John, when you've got two teams that were the number one teams in their respective district, you don't expect to meet in the first round of the region with the season on the line, but that's the case as the Blackman girls lost the last two games of the district tournament, and here they find themselves the four seed and having to travel.
Well, we were talking to some Coffee County fans. They're a little upset that they're having to play a really good Blackman team, but you got to look at it from Blackman's point of view. They're having to play the number one seed in this region, so that's part of it. Sometimes it happens that way, and if Blackman can get by this game, then I'd say their chances are as good as anybody to make it to Murphy Center.
Well, and of course, there's a long road ahead for all of our teams. The Blackman Coffee County winner, I'm sorry, I've got the wrong side of the bracket. The Blackman Coffee County winner will face the Riverdale Lawrence County winner, and Riverdale girls are hosting that game against Lawrence County tonight. And on the other, the top side of the bracket, Oakland girls hosting Franklin County, and Tullahoma is hosting Stewart's Creek. And, you know, if you're looking at Oakland in the regular season, they finish fourth in the regular season. They wind up the number one seed in the tournament. Boy, what a turnaround.
Yeah.
Having to come here. They've had to come here the last couple of years.
That definitely makes the difference in your season when you're looking at it. And getting to play at home, that's
right.
That's the one thing. And I think this is the big test for Blackman, that they have to go on the road and get road tested pretty early here. And, you know, we've got Oakland and Franklin County. And quite honestly, I would be shocked if Oakland does not win that game.
Right.
Then you've got Tullahoma and Stewart's Creek. And Stewart's Creek, of course, going to Tullahoma, which is right next door here, just about, maybe 4 miles down the road. And Stewart's Creek is a team that could give Tullahoma fits. So, you know, I really like our chances there. And this game, of course, and then you've got the Riverdale girls taking on Lawrence County, which that game is at home. At Riverdale, which is a good thing because you don't want to go to Lawrence County and play down there. They're a little different team down there. So looking at all those games, we've got a good shot, but I don't know that I can guarantee it like I maybe could for the last two or three years.
Well, this Coffee County team, John, they've only lost three games. They have beaten Riverdale in the regular season. And, you know, they've got Bella Vincent, who's averaging about 16 points per game. They've got other players who, you know, averaging 5-6 points per game. To me, they're maybe built a lot like Riverdale in terms of the type team. Bella Vincent's going to have to get her shots off. I do know that they're probably bigger on average than most of our teams, but sometimes when you have bigger teams, they're not as quick. So what do you think Blackman's got to do to win this game?
Shoot better.
Yeah.
They have not shot from outside as well. Other than the Victoria Page barrage the other night, about a week and a half ago, I think they've got to shoot better. And I would be terribly surprised if Coffee County doesn't come out in a zone. And I think they will. And I think try to put some pressure out front on the guards and keep them from shooting. Now, the X factor here is Ayanna Moore.
Right.
If Ayanna Moore and put up over 20 points, I think this is a guaranteed Blackman win. If they hold her to 15 or 16, then it could be a struggle.
And You know, Victoria Page, another one of those wild card factors. You know, if you're probably going to need 30 points somewhere in there, don't you think? 30, 35?
Yeah, and I really think Odom is going to be a big factor, too, down low, because they've got Manchester's got some size, and they're all kind of about the same size. And I think they're pretty quick, too. If I'm remembering from the Oakland games that they played, and these girls are seniors for the majority of it, and this is their year, they feel like. And then you've got that factor to factor in as well, because they think they can win. They feel confident they can win, and they're at home. So we'll just have to wait and see.
This is a little different kind of a gym. This is an older gym here, and the backboards are on the wall, but they've got long arms that pull it onto the court. So depth perception, I think, here is a little weird, too, if you haven't played on goals like this before.
Yeah, and it's a big gym. It's not small, but it has that small local where the fans are kind of right up on you, and so it's going to be a huge game tonight. But they've got a huge American flag, I can tell you that.
Yep, it's being actually unrolled in the center court here, and I tell you what, the Coffee County side is jam packed. I mean, they are packed.
Biggest
in
crowd
starting.
I've seen in a one game regional game.
You bet. And I tell you what, Blackman's got a great crowd here too. As well, if you weren't able to make it, we're glad to be able to bring you this game on WGNSradio.com here this evening. We've got a look at your starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography coming up in just a few. Stay with us.
This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. If your checking account comes with monthly service fees or a minimum balance to earn rewards, here's a quick question. Aren't we past that? Find an easy answer at Wilson Bank and Trust, where our checking options reward you in the form of interest or cash back on debit purchases just for using electronic banking conveniences you probably have already, not to mention nationwide ATM refunds. Stop by any Wilson Bank and Trust location or visit wilsonbank.com for details and qualifications and get a checking account that'll really treat you right. Member FDIC.
Get a Little Caesars large, extra most bestest stuffed crust pizza topped with pepperoni and cheese. And stuffed with over 3 feet of
cheese
in the crust. That's right. We stuffed
cheese
into the crust of the pizza with extra
cheese.
All at the nation's best price of just $9. Try our convenient app and pizza portal pickup.
With 4 convenient Murfreesboro locations.
Pizza, pizza.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
I think I lost most of my hearing in my left ear from driving in traffic with the window down in my car.
Sharpshooter Terry Webb.
People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Did it change your life?
I was able to hear again. There's a TV device that I absolutely love. I can control my volume without affecting anybody else in the room.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
All right, it's time for the game here tonight. It's Coffee County at 27-3, Blackman at 22-7. It's Joe Scruggs, Jeff Wilkerson, and also Gerald Motley officiating this game tonight. We'll have score updates on all of the other games going on, but right now our focus is on the starting lineup for the Lady Blaze and the Lady Red Raiders. And to bring you that and the play-by-play, here's John.
All right, for the visiting Blaze is Joelle Patton, number 14, a 5'6 senior guard. Number 15, Victoria Page, the other guard, 5'8. She runs the point. Aaliyah Green, number 22, a 5'9 senior forward. Ayanna Moore, a 5'8 junior forward, wearing number 23. And Kaylee Odom, number 24, a 5'10 junior. For Coffee County, Bella Vincent, a junior, wearing number 23. Number 11 is senior Jenna Gerritsen. Number 12, Jaylee Ruling, a freshman. Ellie Graham, number 21, a senior. And Ellie Chumbly, number 33, a sophomore for the Red Raiders. They're coached by Joe Pat Cope. And, of course, the Blackman Lady Blaze, coached by Wendy Scott. So for Blackman, it's Patton, Page, Green, Moore, and Odom. For Lady Raiders, it's Vincent, Garrison, Ruling, Graham, and Chumbly. And we're about ready to get this thing underway. It'll be Vincent jumping against Ayanna Moore. Manchester, I would say,
Coffee County is in the home whites with red and a little black trim. Blackman in the visiting orange with a little blue and white trim. And the tip is up and controlled by the Lady Raiders. They give it over to Vincent. Vincent has it top of the key to the right side. Now she goes. Gives it over now to Ruling. Ruling to the high post now to Chumbly. Chumbly hands off to Vincent. Look for Vincent to be the scorer tonight. Dishes it back out. Chumbly had a look, didn't take it.
Well, Vincent had drew a double team as soon as she went to the rack.
And here's a steal by Moore. The layup is up and good. Ayanna Moore with the basket, and Blackman gets early blood here, 2-0. Here come the Lady Raiders. Well, this crowd is rocking. Ruling has it. Looks for help. Throws it away. Second turnover in a row by the Lady Raiders. Here comes Blackman. Page drives, stops, shoots, banks it off the glass. Good. Victoria Page with a basket. Blackman off to an early 4-0 lead. And just like that, timeout call by Coffee County. And here's Brian with a little bit of information about Parks Auction.
Well, they're in the auction business. They're busy every weekend, and they want to be busy for you. It seems like everybody's a real estate expert nowadays, but we know that Bob Bug and Stan Vaught have the credentials. They've been, I mean, they're decorated. This would be like they would have their doctorate in
auctioning. Generals.
Oh, yeah.
Like generals. Yeah.
Like presidents.
Yes.
Yes. So give them a call and put their decades, almost centuries of work to work for you. Parks Auction, online at parksauction.com. Bob Buck and Stan Vaught.
Tell Bob to send me his calendar, okay?
Yeah.
Here's a tip, and it's out off of Coffee County, and Ruling couldn't handle it. Third turnover. And let's see if Blackman can capitalize here.
Well, the Lady Blaze are putting on a tremendous amount of pressure on Coffee County, and so far they haven't been able to handle it. If they don't get a grip on that, this might be a long night for the Lady Raiders.
Got a substitution in for Coffee County. Green has it in the corner. Now back to Page. Down low, they drop it to Green from the corner. Basket good. Aaliyah Green with her basket, and it's 6-0 now. Blackman, I'll get the names right in a minute.
Three possessions for Blackman. They've scored all three times. Coffee County's turned the ball over three straight.
Real is in the ball game for Coffee County. Here is Chumbly. Chumbly driving, goes, gets a lane, lays it up and good. Nice move by Chumbly.
Well, right now, Blackman is denying Bella Vinson the ball in any form or fashion.
6-2, Blaze. Patton gets it down low. Now kicks it back out to Moore for three. Off the rim, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Coffee County. And the Red Raider fans, which is their student body over here, are hooping it up down there. Opposite ends of the floor. Coffee County coming right to left here. Here's Ruling. Drives, dishes it off. And coming up with it is Graham. One of those seniors on this ball club. Graham has it. Gives it out now to Ruling. Back to Graham. The three is shot. No good. Rebound and a whistle and a foul. Coffee County with a rebound. And that is Ruling who got in there and got that rebound. And there's a foul on Blackman. It'll be Coffee County's ball underneath their basket.
Our officials tonight are from the Chattanooga area.
Two of them very familiar.
Yes.
Coffee County with the ball. The flip out now to Ruling. Ruling in the corner. Here's a drive by Coffee County and dishes it out and knocked out of bounds off Coffee County. Another turnover. That's four now.
And they've had five possessions.
Yes. 6-2 now. Blackman by four. Moore going to walk it up. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone, maybe a 1-3-1. Here's Page. Bounce pass to Patton, back out to Moore. Doesn't shoot. Stops. Now will shoot. And it's off. No good. Tipped out and a foul on Aaliyah Green over the back.
Yeah, not a very good foul right there. She didn't have position.
That's her first. 5:07 to go in the first quarter of play. Blackman leads 6-2. Here's Ruling. Ruling across the timeline now for the Lady Raiders. Slips, and the ball goes off her hands.
Five turnovers now for Coffee County. The reason I could keep it in my head, they've only had one possession where they kept the ball. And they scored.
They scored.
Time for Blackman to take advantage here. 6-2 they lead. 4:54 to go here in the first.
This looks like a 3-2 zone, and whoever's up top is getting some extra pressure.
Odom to Patton. Bounce pass, Page. Page drives baseline. Banks it off the glass, too short. Tie up for the basketball, jump ball. And it's going to belong to Blackman. Coffee County not real happy with that call.
Coach Cope isn't very happy at all.
So both teams, well, Blackman's cooled off since the early going. They get it to Odom from 8 feet. No good. Rebound. Coming down with it. Ball stolen away. Green took it away from Benson. And here is Moore with the basketball.
Well, how many gifts can you get?
Well, we're not taking advantage of it at this point. Patton looks to the left side to Moore. Now back to Patton.
I'm trying to spread this zone out a little bit.
Moore drives, double team, ball stolen away, and it's going to be a foul on Moore.
Well, not much of a foul right there. I mean, they were both going after the ball. That's usually a jump ball.
Coffee County to throw it in and having some trouble. They get it to Ruling. She brings it across the timeline. Green is way out in front on Benson. And they're going to pick up a foul. That's Green, second. And we're fixing to have a sub in for Blackman, and that is Gracie Hamby. And also coming in the game, Autumn Davis for Blackman. Ruling has it. Now gives it over to Bella Vinson. Vinson spins. She's at the top of the key now. Looks. Gets help over the left side to Real. Make that Graham. Now to Ruling. Back out to Real. Now here's a spin in the lane, and she throws it up. There's a foul, and Chumbly went in, and she's going to be going to the free throw line, I think.
Well, Odom is going to get tagged with the foul right there, John, and Odom had clearly had position there, but she did move a little bit, but that's because Coffee County came barreling in. That's a tough call.
Chumbly at the free throw line, missed the first one. 6-2, we're still there. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Several fouls on the Blaze in the early going.
I'm going to keep an eye on the fans down here bickering at each other.
Chumbly missed both of them. The rebound's controlled by Hamby. Over to Moore. Here come the Blaze. Wanting to run. Moore stops. Gives out to Page for three. It's short. Rebound. Moore. Climbing the boards. Puts it up. She's fouled. Foul is going to be on Vinson, and she will be shooting.
Well, you like to see her get that foul early.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Bud's Tire, Wilson Bank and Trust, audiologist Dr. Sean Lancaster, and Mills Family Pharmacy. Free throw is up, and it rolls off. No good. Missed the first one. Patton coming into the ballgame. And Hamby going to come back out. And the free throw is up. No good. Missed a pair. We just have not been able to take advantage. That's scary.
Started out 3-for-3, and John missed 5 in a row from the field and both free throw attempts.
Chumbly has it to Real. Real dribbles to the right side. Now gives it to Ruling. Back out to Real for 3. The long jumper way off. Rebound, though, and put back up and in by Ruling. The freshman scores, and it's 6-4.
Oakland,
Blackman.
Oakland leads 12-1 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Three threes by Clara McGowan.
She continues her hot streak. There's Odom with a shot that banks off the glass. No good. Rebound, Chumbly. Long pass. Coming up to Real. Real flips it to Ruling. Coffee County with the basketball at the foul line. And the drive by Chumbly, who can't seem to stay on her feet, but she's fouled by Odom. That was Vincent, excuse me. Odom, her second foul. And I don't know if the floor is wet down on that end, but they have had a tough time staying on the floor. Got a chance to tie this game up, though. That is Chumbly. I think I said Vincent, but I believe it is Chumbly. 33 and 23 look similar. Free throw is no good. She's missed three in a row. Green coming back in, and Odom going to come out with those two fouls. Chumbly, a couple of bounces of the basketball. The shot is up and good. Chumbly with 3 points, and the lead is now down to one. 6-5, Blackman.
Well, Blackman had a 6-0 lead, and that has been all but erased now with a 5-0 run by the Lady Raiders.
Davis has it right side to Page. Page, now back to Davis. They get it to Patton, and a whistle and a reach-in on ruling.
Well, they're going to call this pretty close, it does appear.
It'll be Blackman's ball underneath their goal. Second foul on Coffee County. Here's Moore. Dribbles with the left hand. Now gives it to Page in the corner. Down low, it goes to Green. Turns, doesn't shoot. To get Davis, and now 3 second lane call. That's an East Tennessee call, isn't it?
Well, I'm telling you, I knew it was going to happen. As soon as she got the ball there and passed out, when you kick it out, you've got to get out of the lane. That's a second turnover for the Lady Blaze.
Chumbly has it as full court pressure by Blackman. Ruling gets it across. Moore all over her. Still on her. Now Ruling gets out. Ooh. Finds it over in the corner. Back to Real. Now back to Ruling. And they'll set it back up. Chumbly with it.
She carried the ball.
Chumbly has it. Finds a little lane. Gives it over now to Graham. Back out to Vincent. Ball's knocked away. Coming away with it is Graham. Now to Real. Now back to Chumbly. Vincent has it. She's picking up two players every time she touches it. Here's Chumbly. Drives. Finds an open lane. Misses the shot. Got the rebound for a moment. They're going to call a whistle and a foul, and I believe it's going to be on Blackman.
Of course it is.
Gracie Hamby on the foul.
John, after a quarter of play, Tullahoma leads Stewart's Creek 14-10. That's after one quarter on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Tullahoma, pretty good ball club. Free throw by Chumbly is up and rolls in and out. No good. And a reach over foul by Real. And it'll be Blackman's ball. Real just climbed her back. Blackman 6, Coffee County 5. We haven't done much scoring in this first quarter. A minute 23 to go in it.
I missed the last six shots after hitting the first three to get the 6 points.
Davis, now to Patton. Patton back to Moore. Over to Davis. They lob it to Patton at the top of the key. Now to Davis, who's open. Fires one up there. It's no good.
Oh.
And we have a whistle and a foul.
They call it on Coffee, I hope.
It is on her, on them. I didn't see his, what he called.
23.
Thank you.
Vincent.
That would be two on her, which is big.
Yeah, she averages 16 points a game.
Page has it to Moore. Moore drives, throws it up there, scores. Wow. I don't know how she got that one off. 4 points for Moore, and it's 8-5, Blackman. And now a whistle, and things are getting rough out there, folks. Autumn Davis is going to draw the foul. Everybody going for the loose ball. And going to the free throw line will be Coffee County, and I think it's Ruling. Yes, it is. Ruling's free throw missed. Boy, they have had a tough time at the line. Rebound, Page. Page brings it across. Stops at the foul line. A couple of dribbles. Now to Moore, left side. Moore has it. Back out to Patton. Patton to Moore. Drives baseline. Goes up with it. Nice move. Can't get the shot to fall. And a whistle, a jump ball is called. And maybe luckily for Blackman, because Moore may have been all over the back a little on that one. and Coffee County get the ball. It's an 8-5 game here. Blackman leads by 3, 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Blackman has not put off the pressure in the entire game. Here's Chumbly. Chumbly gets it now to Ruling. Ruling drives, goes all the way up and in, lays it in. Ruling, the freshman with 4. 8-7 Blackman, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Davis, right side now to Page, over in the corner. Goes to Hamby. Now to Page. Page will pull one up with 2 seconds left. Off the glass, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. Our score, Blackman 8, Coffee County 7. Here in region basketball action, you're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Fox Auction, we handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
You've heard people say, you know your work by your name. But there's no better name for residential and business concrete work than Dan France Concrete. From basic slabs to decorative stamping, for your next concrete project, call Dan France Concrete, 615-642-5152.
This is Dan with Dan France Concrete, wishing all Rutherford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Trust me, Dan is committed to the community and will offer you a great product. He'll stand behind his work and make sure you're satisfied with every aspect of the work. Dan France Concrete.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Ready to start the second quarter, Brian.
I was going
to
update your scoreboard here. Riverdale leads Lawrence County 15-14, Oakland 18-6 over Franklin County, Tullahoma 14, Stewart's Creek 10. Here it's 8-7, Blackman over Coffee on your Jennings and Ayers scoreboard.
And Ayanna Moore just called for walking, and that is turnover number 4 for the Blaze. Just starting the second quarter of play here from Coffee County High School in Manchester, Tennessee. Here's Chumbly with it for the Lady Raiders to Vincent, who's open for a second, pops it, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Garrison. Garrison gets it down low. Vincent, little bump, shot missed. Rebound, this time Page, and throws it away right to the hands of Moore.
Now they've got the turnover bug.
Coffee County really being challenged on their shots. Ruling working on Davis. Oh, nice pick. Ruling goes up. It's too strong off the boards. Rebound, Hamby. And throws it away. Second outlet pass has been thrown away. And a timeout on the floor with Blackman leading it by 8-7. Brian, just to be on the safe side, we have one game tonight. Let's go talk about friends at Parks Auction.
Let's do that. Let Bob Bug and Stan Vaught take the stress out of your real estate sale. We're in a high-stress situation right now, but it's like a leisurely walk through a sunflower forest with Parks Auction.
You're really struggling, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
From residential, commercial, farms, land, you name it, they do it at Parks Auction. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught put their decades of market experience to work for you with an auction online, on-site. They do them all. They'll handle everything. ParksAuction.com.
Coffee County with the basketball. They get it now to Vincent. Back to Chumbly. And they find Garrison running through the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound Moore. Moore has it. Picks up a double team. They give it to Pat. Patton calms things down a bit. Moore decides to shoot a three. It's good. Ayanna Moore with the first bank three.
Can't tell you the number of bullets we're dodging, and that was a huge three-pointer there by Moore.
Here's Vincent, has it top of the key. Now to Garrison, left side. Coffee County with a pick for Garrison, going to drive all the way in, banks it off the glass. This time she scores. 11-9. Boy, don't you get the feeling this game might go down to the wire?
I do, and I'm afraid that the officials have kind of taken a little bit of the physicality out of it, so it's maybe a shooting contest.
Moore again for three. No good this time. Rebound Ruling. Ruling trying to get by Page. Goes through a double team and a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Davis.
She was going for the steal there, but, I mean, I'm not saying that they're wrong. You just have to recognize how closely the game is being officiated tonight by this group and adjust your game to that. You can't reach in.
Ruling's free throw is up and missed. They've not helped themselves at the line tonight.
They're one of seven.
11-9 the score.
And you know they've been there plenty of times.
Moore has it. Blackman clinging to a two-point lead. 5:55 to go in the first half. Moore back to Patton.
Blackman kind of slowing it down a little bit.
Patton now back to Davis. Bounce pass, foul line, Hamby. Flips it back out to Patton. She'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound, Page. Corners it. Now gets it back. Takes the shot. No good. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Blackman. And coming into the game now is Emily Monson for Blackman.
Well, right now we're just kind of settling for the outside shot.
Page to Hamby. Lost the ball and stolen away by Ruling. Ruling bringing it down the floor. Ball's knocked away. Blackman gets it back. Here is Moore. Moore drives, spins, now gives it back. And they'll slow it down a bit again. 5:12 to go in the half. Two-point Blackman lead. Moore drives, cut off. They give it to Monson, or Hamby, that is, over to Patton. Patton lobs it back out to Moore. Well, you get over in that right corner where that student body is, they give you some harassment, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. They're a big help over there for Coffee County.
Here's Page. Thought about a three. Now drives, spins, cut off. Monson open for three. In and out. Spinned in and out. And a foul on the other side, which would mean it's on Blackman.
Well, that's 10 team fouls now, John, and we haven't hit the midway part of the second quarter, so they're going to be in the double bonus for a long time.
Well, then I guess we can hope that their streak continues of missing. And I think that may have been on Moore. I'm not sure, Brian.
23.
To hear. Yep.
Thankfully, they're putting it up on the scoreboard.
Well, that would make sense. Here is the shot up. No good. By Chumbly. They got to be talking to themselves. They'd have about an 8-point lead. Chumbly will go to the line again. Isaac puts it up. In and out. Rebound. Page.
1 of 9 from the charity stripe.
Here's Page. Page bounce pass to Patton. Drives baseline. Good move. Lays it up and in.
Boy, that was very nicely done. She just kind of exploded baseline and Blackman using their, what I would think would be an advantage speed-wise.
13-9 the score. Ruling gives it over to Chumbly. Now to Garrison. The long jumper is no good. Rebound Page. Here come the Blaze. Chance to increase the lead. Patton. Oh, Page, that is. Scores with a floater in the lane. Page with 4. Lead is 6.
That's been that matches the largest lead in this game, which was a 6-0 start for the Lady Blaze.
Ball stolen away momentarily. Ruling gets it back. Now to Benson, who shoots the three. It's good.
That's why you do not want the ball in her hands, if at all possible.
15-12, 3:40 to go in the first half. Blackman still has the three-point lead. Over to Moore, holds the ball right at midcourt. 3:31 to go in the first half. Well, you don't want her warming up, that's for sure. Here is Page. Page, crossover dribble, now backs it up, gives it over to Monson. Monson to Patton. Patton gives it to Moore, playing with 2 fouls. Monson has it, will drive, make that Hamby, goes up and lays it off the glass. Nice play there by Gracie Hamby.
Now Blackman's hit 3 in a row from the field.
Here's Coffee County, Chumbly with it, over to Vincent. Vincent gets a pick, and they're going to call a blocking foul on Patton.
Ah.
Not sure I agree with that, but
looked like a pretty good pick, didn't
it? Chumbly going to go to the free throw line, and I know she is struggling at the free throw line. She's been there a lot, has only 1 point to show for it. 17-12, Blackman by five. The free throw is up. It's good. Chumbly with four.
Barely rippled the net on that one.
She'll get one more. Lead cut to four.
She probably never misses.
Free throw, no good. She's missed some tonight. And a whistle and a foul. And they're going to go back to the line. No.
Lane violation.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe. Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough break there. Going to get an opportunity to do it again. 17-13. The free throw is up, and it's good. That costs a little bit there. 5 points coming into the ball game is Kia Farrell, a sophomore for Coffee County.
Johnny, really need to use this last 3 minutes right here to try to build a bit of a lead because you know Coffee's going to make some adjustments at halftime. So we need some good things to happen in this last 250.
Here is Moore with it, right side to Patton. They are in a 3-2 zone. You can actually see it for sure now. Hamby over to Moore. Bounce pass to Patton. To Monson in the corner. Moore has it now left side. Blackman looking like no hurry to shoot. Gives it back out. Patton, couple of dribbles. Now back to Moore. Back left side now to Page. Page drives, throws one up there, and she's going to be fouled.
Score update from Tullahoma. Tullahoma leads Stewart's Creek 31-24 at the half. Tullahoma 31, Stewart's Creek 24 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
And going to the line is Victoria Page trying to increase this three-point lead. It's up, no good. Wow, what? It's like a lid on this on the goal. She'll get another one. Victoria with 4 points in the game. Second one is up. It's good. 2:13 to go in the first half. 18-14. Blackman leading it. Ruling has it over to Vincent. Vincent been limited to 3 points in this first half. Garrison looks. Now takes the shot. It's no good. Rebound Moore. Had it. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Blackman. Good hustle there by Farrell for Coffee County, but it went off of her.
Oh, Moore had her arm knocked off there. When she, I mean, she clearly had the rebound, and that's why the ball went floating away.
Moore across the timeline now. Gives it over to Monson. Blackman spreading the floor here. Patton has it left side. Back to Moore. To Patton. I can't tell you much anything else. They're just kind of passing back and forth to each other. Trying to get Coffee County maybe to come out of that zone, but I don't believe they're going to do that.
Not until they've got a reason to.
Here is Moore working on Ruling. Now left side to Patton. Back to Moore. They'll start it over again. Monson has it. Looks. Hesitates. Now Page has it. Page, top of the key. Now to Moore. May have passed up a shot there. Moore gives it over to Monson. 18-14 Blackman. They've run off a minute and a half. 48 seconds to go. Moore back to Monson. A couple of dribbles and a pushing and a foul on Ruling.
I think that's two on her, is it not? Yes.
So it'll be Blackman's ball. They're not in the bonus. They will be on the next foul. 40 seconds to go. Blackman, I kind of like the strategy. You've got a four-point lead. You got some people in foul trouble. Just run the clock out. 29 seconds to go.
Oakland leads 27-10 at the half over Franklin County. 37-25, Riverdale leading.
Here's Moore driving. There's 13 seconds left. Going to drive. Drops it down low. Hamby misses the shot. Tipped in, though, by Monson. With 3 seconds left, here comes Coffee County. The long attempt is no good. And that's the end of the half. What a play there by Emily Monson at the almost at the buzzer. We're at halftime. Our score, Blackman Girls 20, Coffee County 14. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. Yes, we deliver. MMC's Obstetrics and Gynecology Department cares for women in pregnancy and every stage of life. We offer advanced gynecological diagnostics and surgery in a compassionate and caring environment. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Your journey to good health.
Sometimes money is harder to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and I would like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Let us help put more money in your pocket by giving us a call at 893-9898.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. Give me a call at 615-896-2013. With discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Now I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Do you have a party or gathering to plan? Let Chick-fil-A Catering take the worry out of your next event. They cater any size get-together. Bring everyone's favorites, like chicken minis, chicken nuggets, and strips, to grilled chicken subs, wraps, and their famous chicken sandwiches. Call Fennard at Chick-fil-A Catering, 615-801-0297. That's 615-801-0297. Delivery in some cases, Chick-fil-A with two Murfreesboro locations on Old Fort Parkway and Memorial Boulevard.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
A look at your stats here, and then after a break, we'll have a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. All games except Eagleville at the half, and haven't seen a score, hoping that will come in. Right now, Blackman, Riverdale, and Oakland leading, Stewart's Creek trailing. More on that coming up. But now your stats from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. For the Lady Blaze of Blackman, Ayanna Moore leads the way with 7 points tonight, including a First Bank three. That's their only three of the game. Victoria Page with 5, and 2 points apiece for Joelle Patton, Alia Green, Gracie Hamby, and Emily Monson. For Coffee County, 5 points for Ellie Chumley. She's the leading scorer. Jaylee Ruling has 4 points, so the freshman and sophomore leading the way. Senior Jenna Gerritsen has 2, and junior and really the best player on Coffee County's team, Bella Vinson, limited to a long-range 3 in that second quarter. She's been averaging 16 points per game, right now has 3. That's a look at your scoring. Your team stats look like this. Blackman out-rebounding Coffee County 10-8. And Blackman also from the field, let's see, 39% from the field, 9 of 23 with 1 First Bank 3, 39% for Blackman. Coffee County with 1 3, 33%. 5 of 15 shooting. So Blackman has taken, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8 more shots and are shooting a better percentage. Coffee County has gone to the free throw line 11 times, and they're 3 of 11. 3 of 11 from the charity stripe for Coffee County. That has been a huge help in this game because they were in the double bonus midway through the second. 1 of 4 for Blackman, 25%. Turnovers dead even at 7 apiece. Blackman had a 1-point lead at the end of the first after coming out in this game, opening up the game on a 6-0 run off of 3 Coffee County turnovers. Then it was 6-5 and then 8-7 at the end of the quarter. Blackman has led all the way here. And at the half, Blackman has stretched it out to a 6-point lead. Let's take 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll check your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Blackman leads Coffee County here on the road, 20-14 on State Farm Prep Sports.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With 4 locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Hello there, this is Lenny Farmer once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Moms and dads, I have something you need to know about your kids. They won't bring up the issue of funeral plans because they feel it will make you uncomfortable and consider it your business. Although they might hope you would take care of these sensitive issues on their behalf, they'll leave that up to you. So, what do you say? Can we talk? Call me at 615-893-2422. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we try to be a unique store, a pro-grade store, but one that also the beginner is going to feel comfortable in. So whether you're a beginning musician looking for those starter lessons, or whether you're a pro player who really needs that pro equipment, that's what we want to be here for you.
Hi, this is Tom. We offer a variety of lessons in guitar, bass, keyboard, and drum set.
This is Dave Kivenimi, inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills.
I'm State Farm agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Here's a look at that Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. All games are at the half here now. Of course, Blackman over Coffee County 20-14, so a 6-point lead here for the Lady Blaze in this one. The Riverdale Lady Warriors at home versus Lawrence County, leading 37-25 at the half. So that's good news their shooting has gone up in that game. 37-25 at the half, Riverdale leading. Oakland leads Franklin County 27-10 at the half. So the Lady Patriots doing well. They had a 12-1 start in that game. It's Tullahoma leading Stewart's Creek 31-24, so a 7-point Tullahoma lead. So hopefully the Lady Redhawks can have a big second half here and overtake the Lady Cats. And also in Hendersonville, it is Eagleville leading Merrill Hyde by a score of 39-17 at the half. Eagleville 39, Merrill Hyde 17, and that's at the half. So that's a look at your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And we'll are of course, keeping this updated on WGNSSports.com and at WGNSSports on Twitter. So follow us there. And, of course, we're going to give you updates throughout the coverage here of Blackman and Coffee County. A 90-second break for us when we come back. Second half straight ahead here as we continue. State Farm Prep Sports.
This is Andy Jakes with Wilson Bank and Trust. Ready for a getaway? The Wilson Bank and Trust Travel Club can be your ticket to a great vacation. From extended overnight trips to single-day excursions, we offer opportunities to see things you've never seen and make new friends in the process. Visit wilsonbank.com/travel or stop by any of our area offices to learn about all the places we'll be visiting soon. You can also make your reservations online, earn points for future trips, and get discounts for using banking products. Leave all the planning and logistics to us. Member FDIC.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
We sincerely care about your hearing needs. Anyone who hasn't been by to see us, come by and try the new products.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing devices that, in my opinion, kind of do it all. Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With hearing aid and audiology services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires.
Said no one ever.
Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros says that they offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include a nationwide warranty with every purchase.
We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more.
Stop by today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free guaranteed. Visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Start of the third quarter here. John Dingens, Brian Barrett back with you. Blackman leading 20-14. And with the ball is Coffee County. Give you those lineups here in the second half. Just a second. Here's Vincent. They get it to Chumley. Back out now to Garrison. Back out to Ruling. Ruling right side. Ruling, Vincent, Garrison, Chumley. And it is Graham for Coffee County. Blackman counters with Page, Moore, Patton, Green, and Odom. Ruling has it. And now they're kind of spreading it out just a little bit. Both teams playing cat and mouse with each other. Ruling, they leave her open for three. It's up. It's good. It rolled out and then rolled in. Ruling with seven. And it's 20-17, just like that, the lead cut in half.
I think Blackman needs to have a strong third quarter here, John, and hopefully they can get some nice open shots, get more involved.
Moore from the corner, rolls in, rolls out, and knocked out of bounds.
They're calling a foul.
Yeah, I think really, I thought they would call a foul. It's on Garrison, who was over the back, but
Kaylee Odom had the position there. Yeah. I just didn't know if they were going to give it to her.
Well, the person that was right up by the ball and right by the two players didn't call anything. Here's Page, left side, lobs it down low to Green. Green turns, hook shot, banked off the glass, no good. Rebound, Coffee County in trouble. They get it out to Ruling. She walked. That's Chumley who walked trying to get out of that double team. 6:21 to go here in the third quarter.
Kind of look for Blackman to try to ratchet up the defense a little bit, but they've got to stay out of the foul situation.
Lob to Moore as they inbound it to Page from the corner. Shot not good, but Odom there to put it back up and in. That's a couple of times we've had some big rebounds for scores.
Yeah, right now doing a good job on the boards. Just got to keep it up.
And now another violation, a foul, illegal pick, and that's going to be Blackman's ball here. Foul is on Chumley.
So
that's her first.
I'm sorry, John. That's a turnover here, too. Nine turnovers, two to start this second half for the Lady Raiders.
22-17. Boy, the fans from Coffee County were in discussion at halftime about the problem at the free throw line. There's Odom with a left-handed layup. No good. Missed, and here's Chumley again in trouble. Get it out to Ruling. Ruling has it off her leg and picked up by Green. Blackman gets it back. Blackman was halfway down the floor. Another turnover for Coffee County, and Moore now will hold the ball for a second, call a play.
Yeah, I think they're having trouble with Blackman's pressure. We can just keep that pressure on without getting into foul situations.
Down low to Odom in the corner. Cross court, intercepted. And then almost thrown away, but Vincent comes up with it. You can't throw that ball like that and not thinking the Blackman's not going to come at you. Here's a drive now in the corner. It goes to Ruling, to Vincent, open for three. Shot no good, barely open. Down with a rebound, Ruling. Stops, gives it out to the corner. Now back out to Vincent. Vincent driving, spinning in the lane. Stops, dishes it off. Chumley walks. Took a step. And Coach Joe Pat Cope of the Red Raiders is in agreement. He knows they're not playing very well right now. Some of that is the quickness of Blackman. 4:38 to go in the third. 22-17 Blackman. Here's Moore, right side to Page. Real is in the game for Coffee County. They give it to Moore, to Page. Back out now to Moore. They are really taking their time. Moore tries to cut through, and I don't know what this is. They're going to call a foul, and I thought it looked like he was pointing toward Blackman.
Yeah, he did.
It's Hamby.
Where was Hamby in all that?
I didn't see her anywhere around the ball. Here's Ruling with it. 4:13 to go in the third. Coffee County trying to cut that five-point lead. Ruling drives, looks back, and they find Real open. Shot will fall.
They're getting the shooters rolled.
Real's first basket. And the lead now back to three. Page to Moore. That was a good assist there by Ruling there.
Yeah, it really was. She gave up a pretty easy shot there from the right block.
Moore has it. Wendy Scott calling the signals out there for the Blackman Blaze. Here's Hamby. Hamby gives back out to Moore. Davis getting ready to check in for the Blaze. To Patton. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Boy, Wendy Scott would love for them to come out of that zone. Now there is some token pressure. Here to Page. Back out to Patton. Patton has it. Page double team, finds Patton. Now back to Moore. Open for a second. She walked. The quick step there cost Ayanna Moore.
9 turnovers for the Lady Blaze here in the game and 3 in this quarter.
Davis in for Patton. Coffee County bring it up. The freshman Ruling has it. Make that Graham, the senior. Now to Chumbly. Back out to Vincent. Between the circles she goes. Couple of dribbles, spins. Brings it back to Ruling. Now to Graham. Graham drives. Baseline goes up with it. Foul on Hamby.
Just not going to let them do that. And the guy at midcourt's the one who blew the whistle.
3 fouls on Gracie Hamby. And here is Ellie Graham with the free throw line. It's up and good. Her first points tonight.
Well, after going 1 of 9, they've hit 3 in a row. So you can't count on them continuing to miss free throws, I don't think.
Odom comes in. Hamby goes out with 3 fouls. Second free throw is good. Graham with her second point. And we're tied at 22. New life for the Lady Raiders of Coffee County.
They have not led in this game, by the way.
Davis, cross court to Green. Crowd getting into it. Moore has it left side in front of the Blackman bench. Trying to lob it to Odom. There's a whistle and a foul. And I think it's on Coffee County, and it is.
I like that strategy there by Wendy Scott. You know, if they're going to call this game close, try to thread the needle, get some good passes in there. Of course, they're trying to double team in the low post. And see if you can get a foul, and they did.
Here's Davis over to Odom, and Pace lost the ball. Turnover Blackman. 2-on-1 for Coffee County, and Ruling goes up. Probably should have passed it off. Moore has the rebound. Coming down the floor. This will be big if she can score in and out. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Blackman. And Coffee County not happy. Got 22-21 on the scoreboard. I think I said it was tied. Scoreboard evidently had made a mistake. So they're down by 1. Blackman gets it to Odom. Bounces off the black backboard. No good. Rebound. Chumbly to Benson. And a blocking foul on Odom. And Odom, don't think she quite had her feet set, Brian.
Right. I think that was probably a good call there.
Vincent will throw it in. 1:49 to go in the third. Coffee County trails by 1. And you don't think this place will go berserk if they ever get the lead?
Yes. This is a big possession defensively for the Lady Blaze. Need to get it back without them scoring.
Real drive's going to get an open lane. Reverse layup. Good.
Coffee County by one. And a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. It's a 30-second timeout. 23-22, Coffee County leads.
For 80 years, Roscoe Brown has been the trusted name in heating, cooling, and plumbing for Middle Tennessee homeowners and businesses. Throughout the years, our number one goal has been to accurately assess your HVAC and plumbing systems. With four locations in Middle Tennessee, we provide 24/7 assistance by calling 1-888-MY-ROSCOE. Turn to the experts at Carrier and Roscoe Brown. People you know, a name you trust. RoscoeBrown.com.
I'm State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Well, here's what we got. 139 here in the third quarter. Coffee County has taken its first lead, 23-22. Blackman with the ball.
Tullahoma leads Stewart's Creek 47-32 after three quarters of play. It's getting late for the Lady Redhawks.
Here's Blackman. Moore has it in the corner now to Green. They try to get it down low. It's knocked out of bounds. Going to be Blackman's ball, however.
Like to see Blackman get a bucket right here, John, and get the lead, get a little momentum back, because Coffee County's got this crowd riled up right now.
And Blackman hasn't scored in a while. Here's the long pass to Moore. He'll have it. Right side now goes to Page. Couple of dribbles. Now Moore. Back to Page. Flip it over to Davis. Davis, they leave her open. Cross court to Green. Back to Page. Ball's intercepted. Taken away. Now knocked out of bounds, I believe. And it's going to be Blackman's ball.
Their length, John, is making those passing lanes very tight and narrow. Just can't make those long passes against this team. It's not their quickness, but their length.
Here's Moore to Davis. Back out now to Moore. Nowhere to go with it. They give it back to Davis. He drives, will follow through and go in with a layup. I don't know how she got in there. Davis's first basket. Here comes Coffee County. They trail now by one.
Snuck in there like the quiet mouse after the cheese.
Ruling. Gives it over now to Graham. Benson cuts through. Doesn't see her. Oh, almost intercepted. Here's Chumbly. Oh, they give her a lane, but she flips it back out to Real, and he throws it away. Moore's got it, and a whistle and a foul. And that probably saved the basket. Foul is on number 21. That's Ellie Graham.
Riverdale girls lead 48-34 after three quarters of play. Riverdale 48, Lawrence County 34.
So Page will throw it in. Gives it out now to Moore. Blackman with a one-point lead, and they'll probably hold for one shot here in the third. Long pass to Davis. How big was that bucket Davis scored?
It was huge.
To Page. To Moore. 8 seconds to go. Ayana will try to take that shot. She's fouled. Well, that's...
It's not a bad idea, John.
Nope. Foul is on Real.
Because it wasn't a shooting foul.
And Garrison coming back in for Coffee County. And with 6.1 seconds on the clock, we'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. When an unsafe floor caused injury to one of our clients, the insurance company refused to pay a fair settlement. We took her case to trial, and a jury awarded more than 20 times the pre-trial offer. Her life was changed forever. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
From the pit to the plate, Rick's Barbecue is serving up the best meats in Murfreesboro.
You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue.
That's Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue.
Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time.
And you've got to try that loaded baked potato.
We get a lot of compliments on our potatoes. They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive, just off South Church Street.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
24-23, Coffee County trailing
Blackman has the ball with the one-point lead with 6 seconds to go in the third. See what Blackman does with it. Page with four, with three, with two. Moore for three. It's good at the horn. Ayanna Moore threw it up there. And Blackman takes a four-point lead as we go to the final quarter of play. 27-23. We'll be right back. 1 minute timeout.
Let's just keep it right here. Give you an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 27-23. Blackman leading here. It's Riverdale 48 and Lawrence County 34. That's at the end of three quarters. Tullahoma 47, Stewart's Creek 32 after the end of three quarters of play. Have not seen an Oakland score come through just yet. Eagleville leads 55-23 over Merrill Hyde, and that is going to the fourth quarter there. So that's an update on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
We start the fourth quarter of play, 27-23. Blackman leads it by four. What a huge bucket by Ayanna Moore. She has 10 points on the night to lead everybody in scoring. And they'll get the ball back. That's another advantage. Page has it. Looks for Moore. Foul line. Now gives it back to Patton. Back to Moore. Turns. Drives. Puts up a little soft floater. It's good. Ayanna Moore. Two consecutive baskets, and the lead is six. Vincent for Coffee County, who has been held to 3 points tonight by the Blaze defense. Ruling, looking for help, finds Vincent. Back out to Chumbly. Chumbly, a couple of dribbles to Vincent.
Need a strong finish here, Lady Blaze.
Vincent to Chumbly. Chumbly drives, pushes it up, won't score, but she is fouled.
I think the foul was at least before. They're going to let her shoot? Oh. Foul
and
or not.
She will shoot too.
Foul or not, I don't think that was a shooting. Foul or no foul, that's not really the question, I guess, but I'm certain she wasn't shooting.
And the first one by Chumbly is up and good. She struggled at the free throw line early, but now she's hit three straight. 29-24. Second free throw, good. Ellie Chumbly with seven. And here comes Blackman, Autumn Davis with the ball.
Oakland girls lead 39-18, so it looks like they're on their way to a semifinal appearance in the region.
Here's Patton to Davis. Over to Moore, triple team this time. Gets it back out to Davis. Over to Page. They lob it to Moore. Now to Green. Start it over again. Over in the corner to Green. Looks for help. Moore comes out to help her. She's got it left the left side. Blackman moving right to left. Davis lobs it to Page this time. To Moore. Open for three. Get in there. It's a first bank three for Ayanna Moore. 15 on the night for her.
Love to see that shot, John. They worked and worked and got her an open look. She knocked it down.
32-25. Graham to Ruling. Ruling cutting through. Now brings it back out to Vincent. Back out now to Ruling. Well, Coffee County really hadn't had a lot of decent looks tonight.
No. I think a seven-point lead is the largest of the game, too, by the way.
It is. And there's a steal by Patton. Patton working, drives all down. They're going to call a foul. It's going to be on Ruling. And I don't think that was a shooting foul, but who knows?
He pointed to the floor, but like you say, who knows?
And the foul is on Ruling, and that is her fourth with the 5:55 mark. And the timeout taken by Coffee County. We'll take one, too. 1 minute timeout with Blackman leading 32-25.
technology with a personal touch. Mills Family Pharmacy can package your meds, whether you have one or over a dozen, by day or by dose. No other family pharmacy offers this custom medication packaging service for free. They can even deliver the meds to your home as well. And if you go to MillsFamilyPharmacy.com, you can get a smartphone app to manage refills. Modern tech, local touch. Mills Family Pharmacy on Highway 231.
Mills Family Pharmacy, a proud supporter of Rutherford County Prep Sports.
Don't miss earning 50 times the national average savings rate on your money. Open a Brighter Day savings account at Redstone Federal Credit Union and earn 5.09 annual percentage yield on balances up to $2,500. Keep earning with 0.4 APY on balances over that. Don't wait. Open your Brighter Day savings account today at any Redstone branch or through online banking. Membership eligibility required. Visit redfcu.org/save for more information.
I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
We go to the remaining 5:55 of this one. Blackman leading at 32-25.
Stewart's Creek trails now by only five in that game to Tullahoma, 49-44. Stewart's Creek's trying to storm back.
Here, a couple of big baskets by Ayanna Moore has put Blackman up, and they have the basketball. Ruling guarding Moore. Ruling for Coffey County has four fouls. Moore, bounce pass to Davis, right side. Now back to Page. Coming out from the screen, it's Moore. Moore drives, puts it up with the left hand, misses the shot. Odom there, not going to go, but she's fouled. Boy, some big backside reboundings there. Offside rebounding by Blackman tonight. Been big. Odom's going to go to the free throw line. Foul is on Garrison. Our game tonight brought to you by State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Here to help life go right. That's State Farm agent Andy Womack, 615-890-0850. And Odom hit two big ones. Back to back. 34-25, the biggest Blackman lead. It couldn't come at a better time. 5:14 remaining. Ruling. It's getting close to panic time here for Coffey County.
Yeah, I would think so. And John, you just don't want to let up now.
Chumbly has it. Decides to take the three. It's off. Rebound, Patton for Blackman. And good news from Stewart's Creek so far. They're making a comeback.
Well, let's kind of take a little time here if you're Blackman. Or draw a foul.
They do draw a foul. I think it's Graham, I believe.
Well, the tables,
I'll let you know in just a second. Yes,
the tables have turned here a little bit, John. The first half, Blackman was the one in foul trouble. Coffey County kept going to the free throw line. Well, here in this second half, Blackman's now already in the bonus. So, kind of hit free throws to come out of here with a win, I think.
Ayanna Moore with 15 points. Looks up and misses the shot. Rebound coming away with it is Chumbly. Pressure by Blackman in the backcourt. Give it to Vincent. Vincent across the timeline. Vincent has it. Loses her dribble for a moment. Now to Graham. Graham stops. Goes up with the left hand. Shot missed. Rebound, however, is Chumbly. And that was a big rebound and a timeout called by Coffey County. We'll take 1-2. Blackman leads it now, 34-27. Back in 1 minute.
I'm State Farm agent David Wilson.
Jay Mullins, Jewelry and Gifts on West Northville Boulevard.
Here with Brian Watson talking about the reactor watch. Man, this thing looks indestructible.
That's what they've designed it for. They've tested it and tested it.
If you've got a tough job, this thing has designed out all the weaknesses.
We offer a 25% discount on the reactor to all first responders or military.
A company with a heart for those who keep us safe.
Jay Mullins Jewelry, 352 West Northville Boulevard in the Heritage Shopping Center between Memorial and Sulphur Springs.
Your home, your auto. Together, they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wommel. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Every team knows which play can be the winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-893-1417. It's a winning move that saves you time and money.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Blackman leading 34-27 here on State Farm Prep Basketball, and the ball's kicked away. They have the ball, 4:08 to remaining in the game. Coffee County just scored, and now have cut the lead to 7. Pays to throw it in.
Riverdale leads 56-41 with 3:43 to go in the game. And again, Tullahoma by 5 in the fourth.
And a timeout, Wendy Scott. And Blackman leading at 34-27. We'll take a timeout and be right back after this one-minute break.
Since 1966, Vans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Vans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 615-893-7930. That's 615-893-7930 for friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or American Standard Heating and Air products. Vans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Vans will be there with trained technicians. Vans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Vans Heating and Air a call today. 615-893-7930. 615-893-7930. Good luck to all of our schools and student athletes from Vans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Ashley Brooks, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
Blackman with the basketball after the timeout. 4:03 remaining. Wiping up a wet floor out there by the delay. Adams, Davis is in for Blackman to Page. As well as Blackman held the ball the last two or three minutes of that first half, I would expect to see the same thing.
Well, you'd think they're going to have to foul you.
Here's a long lob to Davis. Nowhere to go. Now dishes it right back out to Moore. 3:40 on the clock.
I love this right here. Make them come out. They're going to have to foul you or you're going to turn the ball over.
Here's the pass now to Page. Pretty good ball handlers out there for Blackman, too. Three of them. And then you've got Patton in the corner.
Right.
And they haven't even looked at her yet. Just the three of them passing. Here's Moore trying to spread it out a little. Now to Davis. 3:15 on the clock. 7-point lead. And ball's tipped away, intercepted. Here's Coffee County, and I think she traveled.
That's a break.
Boy, you're waiting, Coffee County, if you're waiting for that, and you get your opportunity, you've got to take advantage of it. Blackman still with a 7-point lead.
You see what I mean about their length, though, John?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quickness, it's their length, and you just got to be careful with those passes.
Moore has it. Now gives it over to Davis. Davis and a whistle and a foul.
And I think they're going to have to get the ball back. They're going to have to foul.
They can't let 2 minutes go off the clock like they just did. Autumn Davis at the free throw line. Ruling comes back in and Real goes out.
Last time for 1-1 here too.
Davis, a game brought to you tonight by Ideas Tees. Dan France Concrete, and the ball is missed. There's a whistle and a foul. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Middle Tennessee Christian School. Foul is on Blackman, and it'll be Coffee County's ball. So that strategy paid off for the Lady Raiders. Here's Ruling, gives it back to Vincent.
Well, thankfully, Blackman's not hasn't put them in the bonus situation yet. Maybe they won't get there.
Vincent brings it across the timeline. Now finds Garrison left side. Deep left side. Back to Vincent. Gets a pick. Vincent loses the ball. Davis has it. Going to go up for Blackman. Misses the shot. Rebound, Chumbly for Coffee County to Garrison. Garrison to Ruling. Back out now. Ruling gives it out to Graham. Graham has it, top of the key to Ruling. 2:16 to go. Taking a lot of time to get off a shot. But now a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Page for Blackman. That's her third. Coffee County will throw it in. One more and they'll be in the bonus. Back to Graham. But I think if you're Coffee County, you've got to get off a shot here.
Pretty quick, yes.
A lot of time being taken off. Garrison trying to lob it to Vincent. Back out now. Here's Chumbly.
Even the crowd yelling, shoot.
1:53 to go. Here's Graham. She decides to go up. It's up and good. And they got a foul.
I think she walked.
Graham will go to the free throw line to try to make it a three-point play. And that was a big basket, 34-29 now. This will cut it to four with a minute 46 to go. But we have another timeout here for you. With Blackman leading 34-29, we'll be back after this 1 minute. Wait. 30-second timeout.
Shop for your favorites at Dillard's, JCPenney, Brew 21, and Hot Topic. And grab a bite at Buffalo Wild Wings, Sam's Sports Grill, Olive Garden, Miller's Ale House. With more than 60 retailers, you're sure to find something that you love at Stones River Town Center. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for style tips, upcoming events, and sales information. Stones River Town Center, shopping centered on you. Online at shopstonesriver.com.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
A minute 46 to go, 34-29 at the free throw line is Graham for Coffee County to try to cut this lead of Blackman's. Free throw is up. It rolls, no good, but the rebound, Chumbly can't get it to go. Vincent has a chance. It's up and good. Well, that was huge. 5 points for Vincent. 34-31, the lead cut to three all of a sudden. It's a game again. Here's Moore. You got to be careful. Moore has it. Working on Coffee County. And Odom has it. And that's 15 in the game. That's Fulks in. And I know she's in for defense. Okay, so somebody has to foul, and they do.
Paige going to get to go to the free throw line. John, Riverdale girls a winner, 65-44. The winner of this game faces Riverdale in the semifinals for a right to play in the sub-state and the state's final 16. Riverdale 65, Lawrence County 44. Eagleville also a winner, 71-39 over Merrill Hyde.
Victoria Page with a couple of big free throws. Needs at least one of them. It's up. It's good. Page with six. And she'll get another one. It's up. It rolls good. Page with seven. 36-31. A minute five to go. Coffee County takes as much time as the last time they had the ball. Ball's intercepted. Ball's on the floor. It's a jump ball. Who's got possession? Coffee County. 55 seconds to go. Pressure by Blackman all night long. Really hindered the Lady Raiders. Here's Graham, 54 seconds. Boy, the crowd really want them to shoot. Chumbly going to drive to Garrison. She'll try one. It's up, no good. Rebound back to Graham. Here's Ruling for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Green has it. She's fouled with 35 seconds to go on the clock.
John, I don't know the final score, but Stewart's Creek falls by eight. So Stewart's Creek loses at Tullahoma tonight. So Tullahoma will move on and will face looks like Oakland. 55-49 the final in that one.
Green misses the free throw. She'll get another one. There are only 35 seconds left. Coffee Can has got to get down the length of the floor and score, barring they get this rebound. Oh, Green hits it. Good job. 3 points for Green. 37-31. Two possession game. Ruling has it. 30 seconds. Got to shoot quick if you're Coffee County. Ball stolen. Here comes Moore. This may seal it, but we've got a foul. No basket.
Had a wide open layup.
Ooh, foul is going to be on Vincent.
Coffee County fans beginning to file out here, John.
Here's Moore. Boy, a huge win to come here and get this win if they do indeed do that. Free throw, good.
That was really, really, really big free throw right there.
16 for Moore. She's played a tremendous game tonight. Couple of bounces to the basketball. Free throw is up, good. 17 for Moore. Here comes Coffee County. This may not really matter. 23 seconds to go.
Don't foul.
Vincent going to drive in, puts it up, good. Timeout, Coffee County. Vincent with 7 points
on the game,
and we've got a Moore down. No, that's not Moore, is it? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll take a timeout and see how she is when we come back. Blackman leads by 6. 1 minute timeout.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider Tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Rutherford County's housing market is rolling again with lots of great deals on homes. If you are looking for your first home or your next, be sure to check with F&B Mortgage for great rates and unbeatable service. Located in the Gateway and staffed with friendly, knowledgeable hometown people. I'm Sally Stevens at F&B Mortgage, where we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check us out at fnbmt.com or call 615-907-2043.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
18.2 seconds to go in the game, but Blackman leads by 6, but bad news with 18 seconds left. Ayanna Moore has gone down, and looks like either it's going to be a knee or an ankle, and so they're not putting any weight on it, which is not a good sign either.
Wow. They've got a training table. That happened when Benson drove to the bucket, John, and let's just pray that it's not very serious. But she went down, and she did not get up during that entire timeout there.
Well, I can't tell whether it's an ankle or knee, but to me it looks like knee. But she can't put any weight on it, that's for sure. And she's being helped by the trainer and I think mom over there, and it's, it doesn't look good, but try to update you maybe tomorrow, at least on the coach's show tomorrow. 6-point lead. Blackman has the ball. They need to run off a few ticks of the clock. Long pass intercepted. Here's Graham. But they only have 14 seconds to go. Ruling, turns, fires. Shot no good. Fires again, no. Gets it down low to Vincent. Shot no good. This is going to about do it. Odom's going to come away with a rebound and a big Blackman win as they defeat the Coffee County Lady Raiders by a score of 39-33. And the Blaze will move on and they will tackle guess who? You got it, Brian. Tell us.
Riverdale.
There you go. And that will be Monday night at Lawrence County.
So that what that does let us know is, John, we've got a guaranteed team in the sub-state.
Right.
Because they'll be play each other, and one of those teams will move on. And haven't gotten an Oakland final yet, but Oakland will play Tullahoma for a spot in the sub-state.
All right, that's going to do it here. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the Prentice Salsa Heating Air postgame show for you here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
All of us here at Toots remind you, since this is an election year, it's so important to vote. So get out there and vote, and if you haven't registered, make it a priority.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food.
If you have a Toots lover living in another city or state, don't forget to visit Toots.com. We sell our bottled sauces and shirts, and we can ship them directly to your friend or family.
Toots.
Hey, this is Nick Hayes with Toots. Be sure to try out one of our four Rutherford County locations.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. Most injury lawyers charge the same, but the results can be wildly different. Having represented injured people for more than 30 years, I can tell you that the amount of money injured people receive from an insurance company often depends on three things: the facts of the case, the severity of the injury, and the lawyer representing them. Hiring a good lawyer doesn't cost more. It simply increases the likelihood you'll receive fair compensation. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
So what if your roommate decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl and sets your apartment on fire? I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Auto, renters, frankly any kind of insurance, I've got your back. Call me at 615-895-2700.
Your home, your auto, together they're where life happens. I'm State Farm Agent Dana Womack. It's smart to protect them together to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-900-0877 and let me help you save by combining your home and auto.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful. That's why it's important to work with somebody who cares.
Are you looking to make a purchase this year? Maybe your home has just gotten too small, or maybe the upkeep and all of the upgrades that are necessary are just beyond your scope. Maybe you'd rather just leave it behind and move into something newer. I've got solutions for you. I want to be the first person you call to get help, suggestions, ideas, and the advice that you need to make the correct real estate decision.
Mary Catherine Hughes, sold by MK, powered by eXp Realty.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. Oh, I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Don't miss a moment of the excitement of Middle Tennessee men's and women's basketball. You'll want to be part of the Murphy Center Madness. Single game tickets are on sale now by going to goblueraiders.com/tickets. Watch every second of Blue Raider men's and women's basketball in the Glass House. Head to goblueraiders.com/tickets.
Middle Tennessee, our town, our team.
State Farm.
Next, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show.
With the Ring Pro professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Now, let's rejoin the primetime sports team here on News Radio WGNS.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett back with you here, broadcasting from the Balfour Broadcast Center, Balfour, Tennessee. You can't rewind time, but you can preserve it. Class rings, letter jackets, and more. They're local on Memorial near Haynes Hardware, online at balfourtn.com. Brian, an interesting game. Blackman played really well. I thought defensively they played great to go ahead and win this game tonight. Unfortunately, at the end, with 18 seconds left, Ayanna Moore goes down with what appeared to be a knee or an ankle. They couldn't put any weight on it, which has me concerned about the future of whether she can play or not. Usually, if they let you put a little weight on it or whatever, then there's a chance, there's a possibility that you're going to be able to maybe at least attempt to play. But
well, I do see her dad down there. And he's talking with some folks. So maybe there's some good news in there.
We certainly hope so. They definitely needed her tonight. She had 17 points on the evening to cap off this victory over the Coffee County Lady Raiders. And Coffee County, a team, Brian, that really, really a good ball club.
They are. And John, I think that they had a tough first-round matchup. I mean, honestly, they're playing the regular season champion from District 7, and to do that in the first round is tough. But I think you could have put them in the mix with our four representatives from Rutherford County, and every game would have been competitive. And it just came down to matchups here in this first round, and it was tough for them. It was tough for Blackman, too, though. I mean, this is a tough first-round game.
Travel
right.
to it.
But Blackman can point to themselves for having this situation with a couple of losses in the district tournament. But Coffee County did everything right. You know, they win the regular season, get the number one seed, win the tournament, had a close game in the tournament, and still pulled out the victory and then have to host Blackman. But, gosh, when you get to this round, when you're playing in the region, you've got the four best teams from every district coming on to play. Every night's going to be like this. And this tournament next week, girls' tournament, which will be in Lawrence County, the girls' portion of the tournament at least, it's going to be tough.
Well, it's time for our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. And, Brian, there's no doubt about it. It's got to be Ayanna Moore, 17 points. She had two first-bang threes, carried the ball club, put her on her shoulders, and they were able to eke out the victory today.
Well, what did you say? She needed 15?
Yes.
In the pregame show, I think?
Needed to get more than 15.
More than 15.
She got 17. But I am going to tip a cap to all the Blackman Lady Blaze for their defense tonight.
Yep.
It was superb.
Well, it was a lower-scoring game than we would have normally had seen. You know, typically going to be in the 50s at least, and this game didn't get out of the 30s. And so I think that further emphasizes her big 17 points tonight.
That's your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Loveless Fine Photography is a Rutherford County tradition, creating timeless portraits for over four decades. Loveless specializes in creative and unique senior portraits and are the official school photographers for Blackman, Rockville, Siegel, and Stewart's Creek High Schools, Oakland Middle, Central Magnet, MTCS, PCA, or Webb Schools. They also specialize in photographing families, children, business sessions, bridals, and engagements. Call Loveless Fine Photography today at 615-890-1558 and view their gallery at lovelessphotography.com. They're located on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Time for the Craig's Tax Service keys to the game. And, Brian, there were several big moments. I thought when Coffee County got the lead and led by one, the fact that Blackman came back and answered immediately with a basket was huge. And I thought Autumn Davis's little running layup in there was a huge part of the ball game.
I agree with that. Here's how the end of the third quarter ended, with a three by Ayanna Moore. Thought
yeah.
that was a big play.
Yeah.
What did they follow that up with? They followed that up with a bucket after a Coffee County turnover. Then they follow it up with a three-point bucket. That stretch right there gave them the lead, and a lead that they would keep. And I think that was a crucial portion of this basketball game tonight. They had a one-point lead, hit a three to make it a four-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and then a 5-0 run to start the quarter, and they held off the Lady Raiders.
Well, tax laws can be very confusing. You, Brian, and I know that for sure. It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Craig's Tax Service specializes in personal and business tax preparation, financials, and bookkeeping services. Call today at 615-890-2233. I'm going to wrap up the scoring here. And
can I give you a little update?
Sure.
Cecil Joyce just went down to do his post-game interview, and he sent this message out in a text thread that we're in with some other media folks, and he talked to Ayanna, and she said, ankle?
Good.
Going to be okay. It's taped, but she's going to be okay. So that is excellent news. Wanted to make sure we pass that word
that
along.
That is very good news.
Yep.
And she's dealt with that ankle for a while,
yep.
So she's nothing new for her. All right, I'm going to take a look at the scoring here, and then I'm going to turn over the team stats and everything else to you. You got it? You got that covered?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's the scoring. Joelle Patton for Blackman had 2 points. Victoria Page had 7. Aaliyah Green with 3. Ayanna Moore with 17. Three first-bank threes in the game. Kaylee Odom had 4. Big basket toward the end of the game, too. Autumn Davis with 2. Gracie Hanby with 2. For Coffee County, they were led Bella Vincent with only 7 points tonight. Remember, she was averaging 16 a game. Jenna Garrison had two. Ruling had seven. Graham with four. Chumbly, the leading scorer for Coffee County, with nine. And Olivia Real had four. And I think, before I let you go, Brian, missed free throws by Coffee County in the first half were huge in this Blackman victory tonight.
Let me give you, I'll pass along this stat to you. They were 3 of 11 in the first half, 27%.
Yeah, that's not good.
They were 6 of 7 in the fourth second half. So,
and you take those points, add them to the final score. Ugh.
6, 7, 8. They missed 8 free throws. They missed 9 free throws total.
And they lost by 6. Is that right? Something like that. I can't remember the final score.
They lost by 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were big.
All right, take it away. I'm going to go to the concession stand.
Well, yeoman's work tonight. We had a great game, and the right team won it, I think, here. So good news there. Team stats look like this. Rebounds, Coffee County wound up with the rebound edge, 20-16 in this one tonight. Blackman shot just a touch better from the field, 40%, 14 of 35 with 2 first bank threes. Coffee, 4 fewer shots, 39%, 12 of 31 with 2 threes of their own. From the free throw line, Blackman 64%, 9 of 14. Coffee County wound up shooting 56%, but again, that 27% in the first half was a dagger. And they had 17 turnovers. Blackman turned it over 11. Coffee County had a 23-22 lead at the 1:39 mark of the third quarter. Blackman scores to take a one-point lead, and then they hit that three that I mentioned by Ayanna Moore to take a four-point lead at the end of the third. Then a 5-0 run there really kind of sealed the deal. 8-7 at the end of the first. They led by 6 at the half. They led 27-23 at the end of the third, and they win it by 6, 39-33. Stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. So this gives us a Riverdale-Blackman matchup for a chance to go to the sub-state on Monday night at 7:30 from Lawrence County. Riverdale girls were a winner, 65-44. So with Blackman's 39-33 win, they move on. All right. Then we've got Oakland girls winners tonight by a final of 51-29. So Oakland girls at 19-12 will face Tullahoma. Tullahoma at 24-8 after defeating Stewart's Creek tonight by a final of 55-49. So that's a look at your semifinal bracket for Region 4 AAA. We'll do it all over again tomorrow night for boys. All right, and here are your matchups tomorrow night. Blackman will host Coffee County. It'll be Columbia hosting Oakland. And Blackman Coffee County, by the way, that's another number one in Blackman taking on number one Coffee County from the regular season. They wound up losing and then losing again to wind up fourth in the district. They had a road pretty much like the Blackman girls. Hopefully not the same result. And I think Blackman boys in that 1-4 matchup hopefully can pull out the victory tomorrow night. So Blackman hosting Coffee County. Columbia will host Oakland. It'll be Riverdale at Tullahoma. And it will be Siegel hosting Lincoln County. We'll have the Siegel-Lincoln County game starting out on our web stream, WGNSSports.com, WGNSRadio.com. Then we'll transition to radio after the Lady Raider game, which starts at 5 o'clock, I believe it is. And with a 7 o'clock tip, we'll have some time to get that on the radio as well. So that's tomorrow night's look. And Eagleville Boys, by the way, too, will be hosting a region game tomorrow. All right, now you know the schedule. A reminder, we've got the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner fueled by Chick-fil-A and Donut Country tomorrow morning. We've got all region coaches tomorrow. So girls and boys region coaches, we invite you to join us for that coming up tomorrow morning beginning at 8 o'clock here on News Radio WGNS. Well, that's going to do it tonight from Coffee County High School in Manchester from Joe Frank Patch Memorial Gym. Great job tonight on the game, John, and want to thank our producer at the station, Dalton Barrett, for his hard work. That will do it for us this evening. Hope you have a wonderful night. We'll see you back tomorrow night for more State Farm Region Prep Basketball. So long, everyone. Until the next time we meet at the game.
Rutherford County's biggest sports events are on News Radio WGNS, FM 101.9, FM 100.5, AM 1450, streaming at WGNSSports.com, on our iPhone and Android apps, and always at the game.